And as we've heard, there's been a big development in the United States overnight. President Donald Trump hasn't conceded that he lost the election, but he has instructed government officials to start cooperating with Joe Biden's transition team. The US president said the federal agency overseeing the transfer of power must do what needs to be done, but also vowed to continue fighting the election result. Before the announcement, Mr. Biden had already started naming key members of his cabinet. Our Washington correspondent Brian O'Donovan has been telling me about Mr. Trump's move.
So it was 3 weeks ago today that the US presidential election was held, and just over 2 weeks since Joe Biden was projected as the winner. But in all that time, Donald Trump has refused to concede and has repeatedly claimed without evidence that the election was rigged and stolen from him in some way because of voter fraud. Last night, we finally saw a change. It was a small change. He didn't concede, but it may be the closest that Donald Trump will come to conceding. The General Services Administration is the federal agency here in the US that oversees the transfer of power following presidential elections. But up to now, it had refused to cooperate with Joe Biden's transition team. Last night, however, Donald Trump tweeted that he was instructing the GSA to do what needs to be done and that he had told his own staff to do the same. This move means that the Biden transition team now gets access to funding, they get access to office space, they get classified intelligence briefings. It all happened after the key battleground state of Michigan formally certified its election results, confirming Joe Biden as the winner of the state and closing off another effort by Donald Trump to try to overturn this election result. Now, the head of this agency, the GSA, is a Trump appointee by the name of Emily Murphy. She said her agency would now start cooperating with the Biden transition following what she described as recent developments involving legal challenges and certifications of election results. She claimed she hadn't come under any political pressure to delay this move, but she said she had received threats to her safety to coerce her into making the determination prematurely. Joe Biden's office welcomed it. They said it was a needed step that would now formally begin the transition process.
So is this then the end of the road for Donald Trump, or does he keep on fighting?
Well, he says he's going to keep on fighting. In tweets last night, he was tweeting at one level saying, yes, I'm asking this agency to start cooperating with Joe Biden. But then at the same time, he was tweeting that he would continue fighting. He said he would fight what he described as the good fight. And he claimed once again, without evidence, that there had been voter fraud. And he said he would never concede to what he described as fake ballots. Again, no evidence provided to back up these claims. After Michigan formally certified its election results, the Trump legal team came out and said that this was just a procedural step and that they would continue combating what they described as voter fraud. So look, what is the end game here for Donald Trump? I think this is all about trying to cast doubt on Joe Biden's victory, on Joe Biden's legitimacy as president, in the same way Donald Trump felt Democrats tried to cast doubt on the legitimacy of his presidency by launching investigations into Russian collusion and interference. And remember, it is not in Donald Trump's DNA to concede, to leave without a fight. He does not want to be seen as the loser, and he feels the best way to avoid that is to insist that the only reason he lost was because the other side cheated, the election was stolen from him, and the whole thing was rigged. But of course, as we keep saying, there's no evidence to back up any of this. But in the meantime, it causes further divisions in what is an already very divided America, and it has cast further doubt on the entire electoral system.
Even before getting the official green light for his transition, Joe Biden had started naming some key members of his cabinet. So who has he chosen, Brian, and what do they tell us about the likely shape of the Biden presidency?
So later today, Rachel, Joe Biden will hold an event in Wilmington, Delaware, to formally introduce some of these cabinet picks. But yes, the names were released last night. Irish-American Jake Sullivan has been chosen as National Security Advisor. There are reports that former Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen will be named as the first female Treasury Secretary. Joe Biden has named the first female head of intelligence, the first Latino chief of Homeland Security, and former Secretary of State John Kerry has been named as a special envoy on climate. climate. The new Secretary of State, if confirmed, will be long-term Biden advisor Antony Blinken. Now, all of these names are people with a history of working with international allies and working with multilateral agencies, and they will be tasked with undoing Donald Trump's America First, go it alone policies. And I think we're going to see very early on in the Biden presidency efforts to rejoin things like the Paris Climate Accord, the Iran nuclear deal, the World Health Organization. And many of these Biden nominees come from the Obama era. And the man himself, Barack Obama, was talking about this yesterday. And he said that Joe Biden was announcing a great team when it comes to foreign policy, but that it will take time to undo the damage caused during the Trump presidency.
The reversal of U.S. positions on things like the Iran deal and the Paris Accords are going to create some inhibitions in terms of entering into agreements, not always being certain whether or not they will be reversed by future administrations. So there's been some damage done that is going to take some time to dig ourselves out of. But there's no doubt that Joe's got the right people to do it. And I have every confidence they'll be able to do it. It just may not happen instantaneously.
Barack Obama there, ending that report from Brian O'Donovan in Washington.